big woods track. Each shouldering a shotgun, each with a pack sack on his back. Three brothers hunting big game and determined not to fail. They shared light-hearted banter as they trekked the old bush trail. Now Victor was the schemer, he organized in great detail. Clem's good-humored irony helped harmony prevail. While Norman's personality was unruffled and quite calm, whatever Victor's plan might be, they just mostly went along. So in Gaspy's lush green forest, they began to set up camp. In at the old mud hole where the great bull moose did prowl. Around the swampy area, many tracks were thereabout. They set their snares, sit and wait, success was not in doubt. Now they'd have a little lunch, then they'd be off to sleep. Norman was reminded that the grub must last a week. They knew of his appetite, no normal portions would suffice. Don't eat it all up in a day, was Victor's stern advice. 4 days had come and gone, no game at all about. And Victor was in foul mood, and the food had all run out. He was scolding Norman for eating like a horse, and all bad luck of the hunt was his fault to a horse. We'll have to use our shotguns, we can't stay another day. We'll watch each in turn tonight, there is no other way. Clem, you first and I'll be next, while Norman gets some rest. If he is fresh, he'll not doze, and our chances will be best. Clem dreamed of moose in his sights, and wakened at daylight. Something had disturbed his rest, something seemed not quite right. He quietly went to the door, he would take a fast peek. He saw great antlers disappear, and Norman fast asleep. Victor's anger knew no bound, his tirade was unabashed. For Norman was repentant, he humbly endured the blast. It took 2 miles to cool Victor's wrath and bring about a truce. Just then a startled flock of grouse fluttered off into a spruce. Seizing off the moment, he finally bagged some game. Victor brought them to a halt, said, boys, take careful aim. Let us not be hasty now, let's try to concentrate. And by God, we'll have these tasty birds on our supper plate. Norman, take one on the left, Clem, take one on the right. I'll aim in the middle, we'll line them in our sights. We'll fire on the count of three, that way we'll get a few. One. Norman's gun went off on two. In silence and amazement, Victor watched the partridge fly. Then he slowly turned his head and looked Norman in the eye. Momentarily, words failed him. Then he firmly said, well done. You ciphered two in two and three, and in the shuffle lost the one. The amused smile on Norman's face could have told the whole tale. Grumbling to himself, Victor walked off down the trail. The hunt turned out a failure, not by his fault, by golly. No, sir, it was all because of Uncle Norman's folly.